Est-ce qu'elle a ici?
Non.
I was pulling this big tree along on a side hill, and those tractors would tip over very easily because the undercarriage was built so high. The level of gravity, they were higher, heavier, not maybe heavier up above, but with that big heavy motor up above the wheels even. They were top heavy, really. And I'm pulling this big tree, and I could see I'm gonna be in trouble for about 100 more feet. So I started going real slow. And I said, gee, I didn't have the common sense to stop. Unhook, put that tractor on a different angle, or, you know, or whatever. And all of a sudden, starting to tip over, and we had a top on it, a door to get in, and a small window to get out. I wasn't going to get out of that window. It would take too long. And I thought to myself, well, I don't know if I had a seatbelt on. I don't think I ever had a seatbelt. But I said, I know if I hang on to the steering wheel. This one had a steering wheel. The first one, it was a
stick?
Farmer, something or other.
Farmer.
No. Something farmer. It was a
tree farmer.
Yeah, it was a three bagger. A three cylinder. And it had a stick. Like an airplane. The old airplanes. And it tipped over, and there was a cut stump there. It landed on before it went down, stopped it going down in the ravine. Pretty decent ravine. I probably would never got out of it. Cut my arm up pretty bad on the edge of where that window sets into a notch, like. I was backwards when it ended up. I don't know how I got turned around in this small area, the seat, the pedals and everything. How could I have got turned around? I have no idea, but I says, I'm going to be okay. I'm looking out the back. I can't figure this out. I'm looking out the back end of it. Yeah, I was probably in every hospital in a 60-80 mile area.
He's got a cut here across. His leg is pretty well caught up. He's broken his ankle three times.
Well, if Georgie hadn't run over me. Well, he said it was your fault, Dad. You shouldn't have been there. Well, where did you want me to be when I'm cutting these trees down? Sitting somewhere in shade? I'm not sure if he knew that split second what he had done. You know, if he had, because you're always looking back when you're starting, you're always looking back for whatever reason. Maybe to keep from hurting other trees, or, you know, whatever. We're pulling them out in tree length so they can be up to 40, 50 feet long. I think he probably had three or four on, and I had finished cutting. Okay, so he's gonna go this way, and I wanna go over here to start cutting. So I could start going over that way, and I jumped, because I'm just gonna jump over that last one, and I didn't make it. They come over me, maybe not over my body, I don't know how, but it just broke my leg. And I don't know if he knew it until he came back for another load. And I was gonna go cut another tree down, but I couldn't. I just couldn't manage it. So they took me to the hospital. And then two times on this slippery side hill, I was cutting a tree down, going to cut a tree down. Don't know if I started or whatever, and slipped a little bit. And a chainsaw was running and got me across the knee. And I had to go get that sewed up. Maybe 3 or 4 years later, same thing happened on the same knee. Because, you know, you're cutting maybe right hand or however you want to call it. Maybe always doing that. But the same one, so that's why that sticks out about 2 inches. One broken ankle in the Navy, one at the hammer mill unloading.
driving. We have trouble driving because it's so tall and so heavy. If you go over like 60 miles an hour, the trailer just goes crazy. So we get to Charlotte, we take a break, go to a couple bars. We decide to leave. We make a wrong turn on a dead-end street. So if, I don't know if you've ever driven with a dolly in the back of your car, you can't back up. So we just forced it. The dolly was this way, and my truck was going this way. It wouldn't go any further. And so we're dragging the van down the street. Thought we were on a dead street, like no cars. It was a main street. And wake up in the morning, there's church going on. Like, oh my God, we can't get the van off the dolly. Call a tow truck. We have to have the tow truck take the van off, straighten our trailer out, and get us a brand new tire for the trailer because we put a hole in the tire. The tow truck puts the van back on the thing. Start driving. I was driving, we were in Virginia. And I pull over, I was driving for like 4 hours, and I switch, my buddy gets in, he's on the cell phone with his girlfriend, driving on through, we're coming down this hill, we're doing about 60, and he's like, hold on, his girlfriend, puts the phone down, I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, the trailer's going nuts, brand new trailer we had, and blew on us, so the trailer kicked out next to us on the freeway, 60 miles an hour, two-lane highway. And I don't know how my buddy did it, but he managed to control it in the gardens or stop, slide about at least 40 yards. So we're sideways in the street blocking both lanes. I look over, there's a semi coming down the hill at us. So I'm like, dude, punch it, like, go, 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 go. So we go, and we turn the wrong way, so we're facing traffic. Well, the semi came, he swerved, he hit the back of the van, and the van spun around, bounced off the guardrail, shattered all the windows, and bent the frame. We're facing the wrong way in traffic. Cops come, and my buddy had no license, so I took a call for it. And I got a ticket for reckless driving for the tire blowing up. And the van was totaled. That was the worst trip ever. That was the worst. The ticket was $150. The truck, it was fine. I just washed it because it was just filthy. They didn't say anything. I put so many miles on it. We had no choice, though. It was our only option. On that trip, I expected to spend tickets. It was just nuts. I'll never tow a car again. Never. My name's Eric Dunford, and I think we're still in Denver. Or Colorado, sorry. So as I was walking by, I heard a weird ear story.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that?
When I was 14, me and my twin brother shared a room, and we had bunk beds, and we had bunk beds.
Thank you. Thank you. それではどうぞ。
Inches on the trailer, I'd hit the brake, and then he'd take up the slack with that.